There were no words, just a picture in the text from my husband. Owen, our youngest son, with his face and stomach covered in what could have been blood or poop. As I sat at my desk, I was both gagging and hyperventilating. A few minutes later, a text. This is what happens when I go to the office to fill up my time card. Looks like food coloring. Owen was just 3 days shy of turning two. He'd been left in a completely baby-proofed living room that was gated while my husband walked about 20 feet away to our home office for 2 minutes. But my colorful, curious, always up to something child saw this minute and a half moment as his big chance. And you know, God knew I needed more color in my life. That's why he gave us Owen. Our pediatrician raised a red flag when Owen wasn't even one yet. Something's not quite right here. We need to get an evaluation. A few months later, we started occupational speech and developmental therapies. Later, there was talk of him being on the spectrum, and sensory processing disorder diagnosis followed. Challenges were bountiful. We had a tough year ahead of us. So hearing that Owen was up to shenanigans again didn't shock me. I'm thinking his older brother must have gotten the food dye out while baking cookies the day before, and Owen must have stashed it away in the meantime. After getting more pictures of the chaotic scene at home, child, carpet, and furniture, I decided this is not something one does solo. I call. Before he even says hello, I hear, "Owen, stop! Don't touch that! Stop touching things! Don't touch anything else!" I'm dying a little bit more inside with every word, but I'm trying to stay calm to help a totally not chill Michael stay calm. "Okay, pick him up, put him in the tub. I'll Google how to get it off of him first, and then the furniture and carpet second, okay?" "Okay," he grumbles back. After a quick Google search, I text Michael one key piece of advice. "Don't put anything on it but cold water, and please, please, don't scrub." When I get home, I'm greeted by a jubilant, nearly dye-free, and stark naked Owen, fresh out of the tub, and Michael on his hands and knees, scrubbing the dye into the beige carpet. A rainbow foam party being created by the half bottle of dish soap he'd poured on what started out as a smallish area of dye. The mess getting worse and worse, Michael asks, "You think we should use the carpet cleaner?" I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. It's pretty bad as it is. Probably can't make it any worse, right?" "Nah," he agreed. The first pass across the growing stain, it was at least 4 times bigger than it started out as, was pretty good. It sucked up much of the mountain of foam the dish soap had created. But then it happened. Michael hit the spray button, you know, so the machine can apply water and solution to clean the carpet. As he did it, it was like we were in a movie, slow motion, lunging for the machine. "No!" We shouted, yes, we really did, yell at a carpet cleaner. It was like a disco water park. The colorful water shot far and wide. At this point, we had to laugh. We really had no choice. During this whole fiasco, little old naked Owen was just giggling away, stomping and running in circles. He had no idea what was going on. After it was all said and done, the soap sopped up, the stain good and set. You know what? I didn't even mind. It's a reminder of the color and excitement Owen had added to our world. So when I rocked Owen to bed that last night before he turned two, I looked over at that nearby tie-dyed spot of the carpet, and my eyes started to well. Yep, it's perfect, just like my little O.